I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Monday, September 4. Coming up, Prime Minister announces grace period for illegal weapons in special zones. High school students in uniform to access zone without IDs for next 7 days. And students in Clarendon benefit from rollout of rural urban transport service pilot. The news in detail after the break.
Attention all real estate professionals. The Real Estate Board invites you to a public forum on continuing professional development. Join our main presenter, Mrs. Sandra Watson-Garrick, CEO of the Real Estate Board, on Thursday, September 7, 2017, at the Girl Guides Association, 2 Waterloo Road, Kingston 10, starting at 5:30 p.m. Admission is free. The Real Estate Board, working together to create safer, more comfortable living spaces.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced a 5-day grace period for the discovery of illegal weapons and ammunition on any premises within the zones of special operations. The grace period will not apply to firearms or ammunition found on a person. The moratorium will last for 5 days from the date of announcement. Persons who live or own any property on which an illegal weapon is recovered will not be prosecuted within the 5-day period.
This is being done to encourage citizens to work with the police, to cooperate with the joint force, to give information where the guns are, so that they who share information would not face the jeopardy of possibly being wrongfully arrested when they were merely trying to help by giving information.
After the moratorium has expired, the joint force will apply a zero-tolerance approach. Persons will be arrested and the law will be strictly applied in establishing possession. In instances where a gun found during the grace period can be traced to a crime and its ownership can be determined, that person is liable for prosecution. In the meantime, high school students in uniform will be allowed entry and exit into the zone of special operations in Mount Salem St. James without a school ID for the next 7 days. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says this measure is being implemented following concerns expressed by members of the public within Mount Salem since the special zone was declared on Friday. The Prime Minister notes that despite not requiring IDs, the students are still subject to searches from members of the joint force. He adds that after the first week of school, all high school students must have school identification.
We know that there may be some challenges with that. Some parents may not be able to afford the IDs. Some schools actually charge for IDs. We have established a fund, and I will say a little bit more about that later on, to assist parents to ensure that their children are able to get IDs from their schools.
Mr. Holness adds that the fund will be used to provide back-to-school support to students attending schools within the zone and surrounding areas based on information provided by guidance counselors. Students in sections of Clarendon now have increased options for transportation with the official rollout of the Rural Urban Transport Service Pilot Program in time for the start of the new school year Monday. The program aims to provide improved access to public transportation services for concessionary passengers, children, students, senior citizens and people with disabilities. Communications Director in the Transport Ministry, Vando Palma, says the program was launched without major complications.
5 units were rolled out. One of the units developed some problems on its way. However, it was not major, so we had the mechanic dispatched right away to sort that out. That has now been sorted out. We are anticipating that as the service becomes popular in Clarendon, then especially for the students who are going to school, they will begin to utilize it to the fullest extent.
The pilot services 3 routes with 2 buses per route, Maypen to Lionel Town, Old Harbour to Maypen and Maypen to Tollgate. All routes will terminate at the Demby Showground until the designated terminal is complete. And Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid is reporting that the new school year got off to a smooth start. Senator Reid says checks with the various educational regions showed no major issues affecting the restart of the academic year. As part of efforts to gauge activities on the first day of school, the minister this morning toured several schools in and outside of the corporate area. These include the Old Harbour Primary and High Schools, Halfway Tree Primary and New Day Primary and Junior High.
I've also been in touch with all my regional directors. Everything seemed to be moving quite nicely. Very smooth start. The only hitch we have so far had a report from is out of Kellett in Clarendon, where there is a roadblock that may be hampering some students.
Minister Reid was speaking in an interview with GIS News Monday. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.